Well, it really happened pretty accidentally. My organizing partner and I, back almost 3 years ago when we were both undergraduates in college, we heard about an issue that students at Hope High School felt really strongly about. The district was trying to take away their schedule, and students and teachers there believed it was really important to some of the turnarounds that school had had. And we thought we should sort of see how students felt and if they wanted to do something. So we just passed out flyers after school one day saying, if you're upset about this issue, let's get together and talk about it. And at that first appointed time, 45, 50 students showed up.
And what was it about that story about the schedule change at Hope High School? What was it that made you say, I've got to get involved?
I think it was the fact that there seemed to be a gap where someone who had some extra time and could buy snacks could be helpful in bringing students together.
And so, Aaron Regenberg, you graduated from Brown in 2012, and you majored, or your concentration was in political science. Tell me more about yourself. Where did you grow up, and what was your own high school experience like?
So I'm originally from Chicago, and I actually went to high school in a small private independent school. And, you know, at my high school, I had all these different opportunities. I had extracurriculars, I had electives, I had small class sizes, I had individual attention from teachers, I had, you know, there was someone to talk to when I had an issue.
Tell me a little bit more about what you've seen in the Providence public schools. How does it compare to the experience you described yourself having, where there were always teachers there to listen to you and there were lots of extracurricular activities available?
I think that you talk to most students in Providence and you'll hear a lot of the same issues. There's schools have been starved of resources. There's large class sizes often at some of the schools that there aren't any sort of sports even. There aren't a lot of those resources, opportunities. And the classes really, I think one of the biggest problems in the schools is that the classes aren't engaging students. I remember from my own high school experience when I had classes that for me, math, there was a year where the teacher just was teaching math and they weren't explaining why it was important. And I totally struggled and did really badly in that class because it wasn't relevant. And so I think the challenge is figuring out how to make the curriculum and the styles of learning relevant and engaging to students from coming from where they're coming from. And that's something that I don't think you can do without talking to students and having them have a place at the table and being part of those decisions, which is something that we haven't had. And that's a big part of what I think the Providence Student Union is working towards and is all about.
And Aaron Regenberg, you are now working in three schools and you're going to bring a fourth school online. It might seem like you're kind of a thorn in the side of the Providence school officials because you're bringing students, giving them a voice and having them speak out against the things that bother them. But actually, you are working in the schools themselves. Describe how your program works, what your approach is.
Sure. So we have school-based chapters that meet after school in the school, which I think is really important as far as just being accessible to different students. We're right there. And I would say our goal is to work with school administrations, with districts, to make schools better. And I think that folks recognize that. I'll give you an example. One of our campaigns at Hope High School right now, for the last several months, students have been working on school discipline because they felt there was no student voice in school discipline. The things that they were seeing, suspensions and expulsions, they weren't effective. And so they've spent months doing research. They created their own system of a student jury where students would have a say in discipline.
And how did the school administration respond to that?
And the principal at Hope said, this is a great idea. We want to do this. And so, you know, they gave students the autonomy to design it. And now students are starting to implement it. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, they'll have their first case and it'll be part of the system. But I think that's a great example of administration and students working together with the same goals to sort of institutionalize student voice in schools.
And since you started working in the Providence schools, what's the most shocking thing that you've seen?
I think that there's a lot of sort of demonizing of public schools. And I don't think that, you know, Providence public schools are dealing with just multitude of societal problems. We have students who, you know, they go through homelessness. They have all these different issues that, you know, it's really hard for a school to deal with. And it's particularly hard when a school doesn't have resources. So I don't want to say that, you know, Providence public schools are shocking. Having said that, you know, I think the level of disempowerment in the schools is an issue that PSU spends a lot of time with our students talking about, because I think one of the big purposes of public schools has always been making citizens. You can't have a democracy without an engaged citizenship and an empowered citizenship, and our schools are not doing that. The moment students come in, either explicitly or implicitly, they're told, you don't have a say in this. And that, you know, we hear people complaining, students are apathetic or they don't care. If students are like that, it's because we've taught them to be like that.
Let's talk a little bit about standardized testing. We just have a couple minutes left, but your students have raised concerns about using standardized tests as a graduation requirement. On the other hand, state officials say they want to make sure a diploma means something. What's your position?
I think that talk to any of our student members and they will say, we believe in high expectations. And the problem that the state officials are pointing to is a real one. Students are graduating without having the skills that and knowledge they need to succeed. But from our students' perspective, this doesn't seem like the solution to that at all. It's not providing any of the support that we need to improve our schools. It's not giving extra resources. It's not making the curriculum more relevant and engaging. It's not changing the quality of instruction. It's not giving, you know, more extra electives or more support systems, social service systems for students. It's not doing what will make sure that our schools are better. It's just sort of hanging a piano over the heads of individual students for what are, by and large, systemic failures. And so students have major problems with that, and they think they're also concerned about they've seen the effects of teaching to the test already. They've seen how their curriculum has been narrowed. I've talked a lot about engaging teaching. They've seen how that's been on the downfall when teachers have to teach what's on a test because that's what matters. And so you lose a lot of the other stuff that's more interesting and maybe more worthwhile. So students are concerned about that as well.
Okay, well, Aaron Regenberg from the Providence Student Union, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.